B-Pod Studios.
On the phone with us right now is JP Denko. Hi, JP.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for coming on the show.
So, JP, that's not John Paul like the Pope, is it?
It is exactly like
is it really?
It is John Paul. As a matter of fact, I'm JP Denko II. So.
Oh, really? But were you named after John Paul
I? No, I preceded both the John Pauls.
Right. How old of a guy are you?
I'm 29.
Are you a holy man?
Not at this point. If I was, I am no longer.
Live Nude Girls, the top 100 strip clubs in North America.
And you
point out right off the bat, the best places are north of the border up in Canada. And you know what? We've had a lot of the feature acts that come to the clubs down here. You always ask them, where's the best place to work? They'll always tell you Canada. But they love working north of the border.
Well, the guys love visiting north of the border, too, for numerous reasons, but the ladies tend to be a little more attractive up there. Although Florida, you know, Florida's like the epicenter in North America, I think. You know?
Well,
yeah, I mean, a couple of Florida clubs just off the top of my head would have to rate pretty high.
Sure.
Not the least of which being the Mons in Tampa.
Yeah.
That's in my book.
Where do you rate that? Where do you rate the Mons?
Well, I didn't rate them actually in order, just because, you know, that just seemed impossible.
Right.
The whole task seemed more than, you know, one man could really handle.
But so. The Mons is in the top 100.
Oh, absolutely.
But I've been told that those Canadian clubs, classy joints, top quality women, and no big problems.
Absolutely.
Anything goes at these places?
I wouldn't say that, but there's a little more touching going on up there. You know, the beer has a little more alcohol. The guys like the fact that you don't have to tip so much at the stage because the ones and twos are coins, you know, and it's never nice to throw a coin at a lady.
Yeah. So what do they do?
Well, you just end up paying for private dances with the bills. So, you know, it's kind of a free show if you're sitting at the stage.
And private dances, now we got to realize the Canadian dollar different than the American dollar. What's a dance up there run you?
Well, you know, maybe $20 Canadian, which is, maybe $12-$15?
Yeah.
Well, that's for a good dance, you know.
And you say a lot of these women that go to the Canadian clubs, they're French girls?
I'd like to think so, yeah. Definitely in Montreal, they speak a lot of French. So it gives it that classy vibe, you know.
All right, give us
how do the Canadian clubs, just to give us some frame of reference, a lot of people are familiar with the Mons. How do these Canadian clubs rate compared to that?
Yeah.
Well, I think the main thing is just if you're in Canada, every club is going to be quality. You know, you're not going to run into too much, too many bad places. But I mean, you know, the Mons is as good as any Canadian club, I would say.
Really?
It's up there, except they don't serve alcohol at the Mons, so.
Again, you go back to this whole thing, nudity versus alcohol.
Exactly, you know. Do I want to stare at naked ladies when I'm not drunk, or do I want to do, you know?
No, I mean, you know, you stop by an establishment that does serve alcohol, and then you get the old hand stamp back out to the trunk. You know the reason.
Exactly.
Are they just more liberal in Canada, or how do they get around it so that it doesn't come up on a referendum all the time?
That's a good question. I've never spoken to any law officials up there, but... I guess they're just more liberal. It's more of a European aesthetic, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What other?
And they've got no problem with the alcohol there, huh?
Don't seem to. I think.
And it's stronger too.
It is stronger. Those Canadians, they like the beer. They like the booze.
Yeah, and I mean, you can go pick up a big jar of codeine, and you're set for the night.
Yeah. Now you rate the Mons in the book. What other Florida clubs get into the top 100?
There's a club in. Cocoa Beach called Teasers.
Sure,
you guys know that club.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, I've been there.
There's one down in Miami called Club Madonna. There's one on Crazy Horse 2, Pure Platinum.
Sure.
There's about 15, and I wrote a little thing on the.
So how did you finance this little tour?
Well, I went to a publisher and somehow convinced them to give me a little cash.
All right, I understand that they would pay for your hotel room and your transportation. How much tip money did you wring out of them?
Well, what they do is they just give you a set amount of money, and they're just like, you know, go away, come back in 6 months and hand me a book. So.
See, I don't like that. You should have, you know, the better...
There are expenses.
The better arrangement is to just get, you know, some multi-platinum card.
Believe me, if I'd had that, I would have spent probably $100,000 on this book.
It'd be well worth it, though.
It would have been well worth it.
There was a place in Orlando, a couple of places in Orlando, when I lived in Orlando. One, the Booby Trap. Did that rate?
No, but it rates way up there on name, you know. The name is fantastic.
And the other one that I remember from my days in Orlando was the Club Juana.
The Club Juana is in my book. I like that place a lot.
That had a little cabaret thing there when I back when I lived in Orlando, they'd have a stage show with some old broad from the vaudeville days, and then after that, they'd bring out the girls.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still doing the state, you know, the old broads, but...
So you got a little different taste than I do. You like the Club Juana thing. I like to go down on the trail. There was this one particular club that the only dancers they had had to be blonde runaways from Kentucky.
Strangely enough, there's a high percentage of blonde runaways from Kentucky all throughout the dancing world. But
how many clubs did you go and actually visit in compiling your book?
Well, I lost actual count, but somewhere in around 300 plus.
What's the best personal dance experience you had?
It's a nice club in New Jersey called Spanky's. A lot of fun.
Spanky's, yeah.
It's so hard to say. I have so many fond memories, as you can imagine.
How far south did you go? I know Key West is associated with homosexuality, but they've got some beautiful ladies at some beautiful clubs down there. And I don't know.
Did we know all about.
Yes, we do. Did you check any of those out?
One Russian girl.
Oh, my word.
I really wanted to go to Key West. I just didn't make it to go down there. But.
Well, that's silly. You got an expense account. You got to go there.
Yeah. Like I say, it was a set
I don't
amount.
Know. I mean, it's no Stankies in New Jersey, but
I could have gotten stuck in Florida for months. I tell you.
How does that look on the old expense report? $500 at Stankies.
Hey, I got. You know, we're talking about the best, but visiting all those clubs. You have to have one that was just terrible. Give me your experience in walking in one of the, low-class clubs.
Well, the lowest-class clubs are definitely in Tijuana, where you see some things you just wish you hadn't seen. You know?
What is it? Sort of like when Cheech is out front in Dusk Till Dawn? That kind of thing?
Probably much like that, yeah.
Yeah, and what would they just do, grotesque
stuff on
stage?
Well, you get like a little bit of touching going on between the patrons and the dancers that it's fairly open, and it's not the most attractive thing here.
So needless to say, they didn't rate in your book.
No, they didn't, although I did write about one club in Tijuana, which is a really fun, cool place with like nice-looking ladies.
You know, JP, I don't know who's calling in, but my phones are ringing. You want to take a call?
Sure.
Yo, hey, man, I was just telling you, hey, that Russian girl?
Yeah?
That's Tawny Peaks.
That wasn't her name.
No, that wasn't her?
No, she was a beautiful girl, though. No.
Oh, yeah. But
and very friendly.
Like Svetlana or something.
Yeah, something like that. What about that? Yeah, a lot of import girls, though, not necessarily from the United States or North America, but a lot of imports come from overseas, right? And from Eastern European countries.
Especially Eastern European countries. Yeah.
Looking for the quick buck.
Well, looking for, that's what they're all looking for.
They love the dollar.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
And they'll go the extra mile for you, won't they?
Well, I don't know about that.
They put on a good act for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you make the extra buck.
You know, those Eastern Europeaners chance to come to the new world, and they'll do just about anything. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
What's that club in Cocoa Beach, and why is it so special?
Yeah, what is the club again in Cocoa Beach, and why is it? Teasers, right?
Teasers.
Why is it so special?
Why is it special for the same reason?
I mean, it's a decent club. I don't know that I would put it top 100 in North America, though.
It's got this sort of over-the-top number of women with really cheap couch dances that are very interesting.
That is true. They got a lot of quality girls
there. It's a great setting.
Volume.
It's just, it ranks. It's up there.
Yeah. You know, a lot of clubs will have maybe one, two, three prime girls. A
couple of ringers.
And the rest are, my God.
Yeah.
You got to look for those clubs where the whole stable is good looking.
And you're talking $5 couch dances at this place.
Wow.
You don't get that very often.
No way. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got a question about the club.
Go ahead.
When I was in California, there was one called the Torrid Zone in Victorville, California. It's still there.
What do you know about that, the Torrid Zone?
That I'd have to consult my book here. Not my book, but another book. But what was the name of the...
Yeah, I think it was called B.F. Turgeon.
Victorville? I'm afraid I don't know about that.
All right, he'll have to go out and buy your book, find out if it's on the thing. Let's take one more call here.
Yes, got a question for the gentleman in reference to the club.
Go ahead, he's listening to you.
Okay, there are the Crazy Horse 2.
Uh-huh.
There's a club in Chicago called the Crazy Horse 2.
There's a bunch
chain,
of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a chain thing, JP?
Yeah, there's a number of them throughout North America.
Did you say there was one located in Florida as well?
Uh-huh.
Whereabouts in Florida?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, no kidding. The club in Chicago, Dennis Rodman likes to hang out there.
I'm sure he does.
You ever run into any celebrities while you're at these places?
You see the occasional rock star, especially out in Los Angeles. But, yeah. You know.
Other than that, people
in the
just,
big cities, you know, yeah. Occasionally.
Yeah. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Stan.
Yeah.
Hey, what about, you're from New England, too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What about the Foxy Lady? Did they do anything?
Any place in New England.
Foxy Lady. Not too much, not too well represented, unfortunately. I apologize to my New England constituents.
What, you run out of money when you're
yeah. New York is very well represented. I got up to Montreal and Toronto, but
so this is this is maybe an incomplete book.
Well, I'd like to say that this book could be written again. Let's just say, but
live
nude girls,
the top 100 strip clubs in North America. You got cops running down on you now.
Yeah, well, it always happens here.
JP Danko, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, thank you guys.
All right, bye bye.
There's
a drive way back. It might be. It could be.
Don't worry, I'm not
going to
hurt you.
I perform acts in private. I have been for the past 5 years, actually, for close friends, parties, that sort of thing. But I do it with conger eels and a couple of pet whippets. And frankly, it brings the house down.
Not bad.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
miss us when we're gone. Thankfully, we're not going anywhere. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Okay. I personally don't, I like a little bit of it, but I don't like talking a whole hell of a lot of politics, but I can't, I have to open the show
Are
today.
You doing this?
Yes, I am. So I'm at home waiting, you know, for time to go into the radio station. I had to check a few things on my computer, had the news.
I'm shocked.
Channels on.
I'm shocked that you're doing this.
Well, America backs me. Robert Mueller III is a babbling, confused, don't remember, can't put a coherent thought, kind of like I am, together. He is making a complete buffoon of himself in front of these committees.
Well, I think...
Complete fool. It's a joke.
I don't know.
And that's Stan saying this. I'll usually let that stuff pass by.
Well, think about it. It's Nadler and Schiff that wanted this, and they're idiots.
And it's and he.
Anybody could have told him after that press conference that he gave.
Look, I want everybody, if you're just wasting time at the office as you're listening to us, go on to the Daily Mail. Look at the top headline. Go on to Drudge. Look at the top headline. Take a look at the tweets that are going on by the likes of Chris Wallace and other talking heads. They are saying, "What the hell is wrong with Mueller?" He looks like. Look at the headline in the Daily Mail.
Mm-hmm.
Complete buffoonery.
Claimed that he didn't know what Fusion GPS was.
No, didn't know who appointed him the first time.
And the only time I saw life out of him, because for the vast majority of it, in his eyes, it said no sale.
No sale.
It was only during Jim Jordan's 5 minutes that I saw him get scared and defensive because he was hearing the truth.
Keep in mind, under questioning, nobody on his committee wrote the full report, read the full report, nor did he compile any of the report
himself. I don't think he knows what it's about.
He does not know what's in the report.
I don't know if he knows what the report's about.
I don't think he does. And then they were asking about all these subpoenas and stuff, and how many of these did you attend? Not many.
I don't know.
He is completely... He's a mess. He looks like a 90-year-old trembling boob.
I want to make sure that I have this accurate. Can you repeat your last statement? I said, good morning, Director Mueller. Oh, yes.
Mueller is acting like Vinny the Chin...
Gigante.
Gigante. The only thing missing with him is the bathrobe. And it's true. This is
going to blow
This
wide
is going to blow
open.
Up in their face.
It's going to blow up wide open.
So I just wanted to say that.
Because...
you got what you wanted.
While this clown show has been going on for the past nearly 3 years now, if you notice, there has been a steady trickle of information. Sometimes it comes fast, but usually there'll be like one thing a week that has come out over the past couple of years to show you what's really going on. Like, at first, nobody knew what the dossier was.
No.
Nobody knew that Hillary paid for it. These are the things that have been coming out.
And so he mentions and so these all in the report, and then they ask him, what do you know? I don't know. I don't, what?
And so Jim Jordan is asking him about this Mifsud guy.
Yes.
Well, Mifsud, all of the people in the report that they identify are Russian agents turn out to be Western agents.
Yeah, and none of them are persecuted.
And this Mifsud,
prosecuted.
And this Mifsud guy, who he's trying to pretend like I don't know what that is.
He knows exactly. Well, maybe he doesn't. I got the firm belief he is just a figurehead.
But Mifsud's attorney now is like, you know what? We played ball with these people, and they're hanging us out to dry. And Mifsud supposedly is speaking to Marr and Durham now and explaining, look, if you want to keep this quiet, you can. But the fact of the matter is, it was U.S. intelligence that asked me to go and tell Papadopoulos about this Russian made-up nonsense.
Yep. And then, do you know who he was? Well, I don't know his name. Well, it's in your report. And this lied to you three times.
Yeah.
How come you're not going after him?
You went after a three-star general for lying.
Yep. Oh, he's asking the...
He doesn't know.
Asking the congressman to slow down. He's fumbling through the pages. A couple of times contradicted himself.
And he's doing it in case you think that this is partisan, it's not. He made Elijah Cummings read out loud a slide that was presented for the world to see. Everybody on TV, everybody in that room was following along, but evidently Mueller couldn't because he made Elijah Cummings read it out loud at least twice.
Yeah,
it was like a paragraph.
Yeah.
And then still didn't know what he was talking about. He said, well, that's your report,
sir. The quote is right from your report, and you're looking at it right now, sir. Yes, there it is.
Then the next guy comes along and starts asking him a question, and Mueller's just staring down at his notebook, and the guy, excuse me?
And he's looking around trying to find him.
I was just trying to find where in the report your question came from. Well, Director Mueller, my question is separate from your report. I'm asking the question. Well, could you repeat the question, and what page is it on?
It's not on a page. It's my question. I saw it. We'll be back.
Oh, jeez.
You asked for it. You got it.
I think it's great. I think that if they'd known how it would turn out, they never would have done it.
Yep.
But I think it's great that the whole world sees... The man behind the throne, it's like the Wizard of Oz. For the past 2 years, all you see are pictures of him looking very somber and in charge.
What?
The emperor has no clothes.
Stan and Haney.
Making Mr. Beasley a wealthy man for most of our adult lives.
Stan and Haney.
On 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. So, Haney comes into the building today and says, what's the deal? What's the noise going on? What's going on around here?
It sounded like a woman moaning.
All right.
That was the
shop vac.
Jesus. I mean, if I was a law enforcement officer, I would have drawn my sidearm based on that noise.
We are going through a period here. I can't get into any details about it because it's not my position to get into any details about it. But we're in a position right now where, like, the head of household is not around, so he leaves a little bit of money so the oldest teenager can take care of the rest of the kids.
Yeah, and you're responsible now. I trust you.
And it's don't go over this amount.
And no parties, and wink. No,
yeah. So. So.
You know, if your mother finds out.
So, since... Papa Bear, it hasn't been in the building. In just two days, one of the trucks for one of our sister stations had a big nail driven into the tire.
Okay.
Now, the question is it close to the sidewall or not? Because if it's a, hold on.
I know.
So if it's close to the sidewall, that means a new tire, and that's out of the oldest son's budget.
Mm-hmm.
If it's
would that be considered a CapEx?
Yes. If it can be patched, we're okay. So
because that comes out of petty cash,
right? So we're waiting to see if it
or
can be
as
patched.
It's labeled in our budget, FU money.
Then at the same time, and I'll mention his name, Dave the Waterman, because he's in charge of the vans.
Well, he's the only one that'll do it.
I know. Well, so he dropped the
The other kids won't do it.
He dropped the van off with the well, it's a screw in the to see if it can be patched.
Are
or
these
new tire.
Is it a screw like what was in your tires?
Yes. So Dave's job today is to make sure all the vans are up and running. So he takes another van from another one of our sister stations. Again, the allowance money was left while Papa Bear's away.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes another company van just to spruce it up, give it a car wash and, you know, buff it up a little bit. Big weekend coming
up. Detail it with a toothbrush.
And he goes out and couldn't get as far as out onto the road because
didn't make it beyond Stan and Haney Boulevard?
Correct, because the bracket that holds the radiator hose corroded and burst. And as he's pulling out onto 41, nothing but radiator fluids. I had to turn around as it was overheating and park it in the front. They got to find out what's wrong with that. So they're like counting money and say, well, we're right at the limit. What more can go wrong? And then
you never say that.
Then I saw one of the women who work at another station here come down the hallway and say, you won't believe what just happened. I said, what? The women's bathrooms, some lady's flushing a tampon, caused it.
How could? Why do they do that? I mean, don't they know at a certain point?
Is now the commode is like the fountain of youth, going. So they had to bring the shop instead of calling a plumber because they don't have the money for it to Roto-Rooter.
No, because that went to the tire.
Shut off the main water supply, and get out the shop vac. And so all this has gone on in the last 24 hours. And so you're going, what's that? No, that's the shop vac, which incidentally was here when you and I first started working here.
Mm-hmm.
It's being used right now to soak up toilet tampon water.
Well, that's the best investment that they made because they bought it way back in the 1990s. And it's one of the few Briggs & Stratton gas-powered...
Yep, that are still around.
Yeah.
Let's.
All you do is you put a piece of electrical tape over the knot for indoor use, and
yeah,
you're good.
And good to go. And so that's what it's doing.
You know, I was talking to the oldest teen who's in charge of that while Papa Bear's away.
Yeah.
And we were talking about things in general around here. And
yeah.
How some of our employees may not be ideal.
You know it's true, Rob. You know it's true. We've been we've been getting a lot of dead weight the past couple of weeks, but there should be more filleting being done.
But, ever since we've been here, you know, when I first got here, they asked me to educate their sales manager,
yeah,
and I did. But we still have this problem with salespeople. Salesperson goes to the oldest teen.
Yeah.
And says, hey, Stan and Haney are on K-Rock? Well, what time are they on?
This is absolutely ridiculous.
You know what the oldest teen said to him?
What?
Well, maybe you could go to their website, and maybe it'll be easy to remember when you look at the name of the street when you pull in here.
Attaboy. That oldest teen really does a good job. He's going to be, how old?
I don't know.
43? 45.
What?
Yeah.
I thought he was just out of high school.
No, 45. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Speaking of that, here's a little millennial moment for you.
And now, here is today's millennial moment.
I live at home, and, like, my parents pay for my cell phone bill, my cable, my food at home. They pay for vacations. But, hey, I pay for my own lunch at work, and I pay for my own Netflix account. So it's working out pretty good.
Yeah.
Even Steven.
This has been today's millennial moment.
We're all doomed.
Yep. Research has found, and this is true. Take a look on YouTube where they have the sitcoms and they remove the laughter and the crowd noise. It's horrible. They found that laughter following a joke makes the joke seem funnier. Here's a lame joke.
So I said to this New Zealand bloke, I said, I'm going to a Swedish furniture shop. He said, does it look like IKEA?
Here it is again.
So I said to this New Zealand bloke, I said, I'm going to a Swedish furniture shop. He said, does it look like IKEA?
Yeah. Wow. Laughter. You have the sitcom.
Well, you know, it's the same thing. I think it was in the late 70s or early 80s, and it was a Dolphins game where there had been so much complaint, especially about Howard Cosell.
I
and
know
how
what you're going to say.
Announcers are horrible. We just want to see the game. And so I think it was at NBC.
It was NBC that did it.
And they said, you know what? We're hearing so many complaints. We are going to air an NFL game from beginning to end. And we're not giving you any announcers. You'll hear crowd noise. Maybe you'll hear the referee if his mic's working.
Yep. No announcers.
And people could not handle it.
No, it was rough. It was bad. They tried it once. Didn't try it again.
Because that was the thing for years prior to that is, I just want to see the game. We don't need these yakety-yak. Well, yeah, you do, because when you're watching a game on TV, you're not there where you can turn your head and take in the whole field and look at what you're interested at. And when a camera is zooming in and you're not sure what the hell's going on, yeah, you need somebody, at least a play-by-play guy.
You have to. This is incredible. Guy in his car, a passenger was filming this. A guy cannot believe someone on an electric scooter. And I'm talking about, remember the Razor scooters? And now they have them with the little battery on them so you can ride them. It's just like the skateboard and handlebars. Somebody on an electronic scooter crossing five lanes of traffic on a Dallas highway. Look.
Like a tight bomber.
Yo,
jacket.
What?
Yes.
Bro, are you on a bird scooter on the highway? Bro, what are you doing? That is the most wild thing I've ever seen. He was in the left lane. The speed limit on this highway is 70 miles an hour, bro. How did he get on the highway?
Brah. Yeah, right there, one of them little Razor scooters.
Well, I'm looking at that. And what I'm thinking is that is a person who is one of two things. A, obvious answer, extremely dumb. Or B, which I think is more likely, someone who is highly motivated. I think that whoever is on that scooter,
yeah,
is heading for one of the following things. A, a woman willing to have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
B, drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
Or C, least likely, a job
yeah.
he can't lose.
Yep. Yeah. You may be right on that. Because nobody in their right mind would do that. How many of you? Show of hands.
I mean, but how is he any worse than somebody who pulls out a car that can't go faster than 40 miles an hour?
Something quite similar to this. 41 in Gladiolus about 10, 12 years ago. I'm alongside a guy in the middle of traffic, bumper to bumper, in a golf cart.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just driving right around Gladiolus and 41, trying to make that big turn.
Anybody in anything but a car or a truck should not be on the roads.
Correct.
Here. There was an old guy that lived in San Carlos Park. And,
I know.
And I would always see him over at the diner because I would take my daughter to breakfast on the weekends.
He had that big whip flag, that whip...
big American flag, and everybody knew him on his motorized scooter.
Yeah.
And all he had to do, he was fine when he was in the park, but he had to cross 41.
I know.
Right there by the Circle K.
There are people knowing exactly who you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
And got hit by a car.
Yeah.
Dead.
Just because he had to cross that one portion of road.
Yep.
To get his pancakes. It's simply not designed for pedestrians.
Show of hands, we own a Lexus. We have where we can talk and ask Alexa.
Did you say you own a Lexus?
And Alexa.
Oh.
Man tries to get Alexa to play a song that he wants to hear. But Alexa keeps getting it wrong, and he loses his mind.
Getting Over You isn't included with Prime, but is available with Amazon Music Unlimited.
Alexa, stop.
Play over 50 million songs on this Echo with Amazon Music.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, play You've Got the Power.
Here's Power by Little Mix.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, play When You've Got the Power.
Summer of 69 by Karen Evans.
No! 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 Alexa! Summer of 69. Stop! Alexa! Alexa, stop!
Machine's taking over the world!
Alexa, stop!
Oh, God!
Stop! Alexa! Stop! Stop! No one! Stop! Alexa!
I think the dog was moaning there, too.
Yeah. For those of you that aren't scared of AI, take a good listen at the future.
Yeah.
It sounds like Brian Adams.
Yeah. Here's another one for you. This is Niagara Falls. Someone calls 911 to complain about an Amber Alert. Your phone goes off at night, it's an Amber Alert, and he's going to have none of it. This spot of the kidnapped child. Now, I'll have none of this.
Niagara emergency. Do you need police, fire, ambulance?
No, I want to know the child abduction, Sudbury.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who the hell is sending these alerts out. What right do you have to send an alert out to Niagara Falls? Wake me up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, sir. It's okay? An Amber Alert for a child that's been abducted.
I don't give a okay?
Okay.
I don't even have these coming on my phone from Sudbury. All right.
I don't know.
You
have nothing to do with that, so.
Well, I know. I'm not blaming you personally. You have to understand. What would you like me to call to complain? Because this is bullshit.
God bless him. God bless that man. I thought he was perfectly reasonable. Waking me up at 5 in the effing morning? I don't care.
I already played judge and jury with this story. And I think that she just needs to be told, don't do it anymore, and let her go. I made my decision. My decision is final. She should be allowed to go about her way. A woman in Oregon.
That's according to Judge Stan.
Yes. And if Rob will kindly bring up the picture when I do this story.
I will understand perfectly.
You will understand why I let her go. A woman in Oregon.
Hold on, Stan. I don't think there's any need to hear the formal charges. I think this can be dispensed with without even.
Yep. Just go about your business, sweetheart, and try to stay out of trouble.
perfectly fine.
You're a good girl.
I don't even know what it is. Accidents happen. People make mistakes. Everybody deserves a second chance.
A woman in Oregon went through a Taco Bell drive-thru over the weekend, drunk, and decided to pour a shot of booze straight into the drive-thru worker's mouth. A cop happened to be there at the time and arrested her.
We had one of our sergeants was actually in line at a Taco Bell over off 158th and Walker.
Oh, I know.
And
that
she
one.
Sees the car in front of her. The driver puts a bottle of alcohol out of the car window and starts pouring it into the mouth of the Taco Bell employee through the drive-thru window. And obviously that catches the sergeant's attention. And so as soon as the car pulls away from Taco Bell, she pulls that driver over, and she got arrested for DUI.
Oh, that's completely unjustified. Let her go. Let her go.
But you know what? I am inclined to let her go, Stan.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I just realized something.
What?
You know, in our 20s, we'd hear stuff like that and go, ooh, that's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff.
I want to party with that chick. And it's like now the opposite of that is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Tell me about the gal that went to Taco Bell, but she was just picking up some food for her man to go home and be quiet.
Isn't that great?
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, that's what everybody looks for. Yep. But I forgive her. Gonna wrap up the grab bag with this one.
Yeah, because she's just that probably was quite a shock to her because she's used to woo.
Oh yeah, and it happened to be a female cop.
Yeah,
and there's
yep. There you go.
She can't put the charm on.
Yeah, you should have said that to begin with. Female cop. Cannot be objective with a girl like that.
Yeah, Judge Stan can be. Little tip. If you're going to run a festival, and you know, we have a lot of festivals that you come here, your taste of the towns, your seafood festivals and all that. If you're going to run a festival, and part of the attraction of going to the festival is that you can just leave her up all day if you want.
That's fine.
Yeah, no objections there. Blow that up, make it full screen. If you're going to a festival and you're bragging that the festival features unlimited free tacos,
you better have a lot of tacos.
You better have a lot of tacos. That was not the case.
And I mean more than you ever thought you'd need.
That was not the case at a festival in San Jose, California this month.
Some of you may snicker when we say that, but have any of you been at a folding table in the parking lot of an automobile dealership where free pizza is advertised? It's vicious.
Yep.
What do you mean you only got one pie?
People at this festival were supposed to get unlimited tacos. They ran out almost immediately. Almost immediately. And then they tried to start charging for them. And that even made it worse.
Never got a free taco. No. And then by that point, they started charging $2.50 per taco. This is news coming up the line from us.
A lot of people were starting to walk out as soon as they put their signs up that said that they were no longer giving out the free tacos.
Tacos?
Oh. You're playing with fire.
Big time. Do not throw a fest. I can see the organizers.
You're lucky the place wasn't burned to the ground.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have such fun here, and we're going to get a nice crowd.
Oh, how fun is that? Free tacos.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and load up a van and everybody we know and head that way. Can I have one for my grandson,
too? Oh, you get that.
Yeah, he lives in Wisconsin, but I'll take it to him. You set up a folding table.
Yeah.
You can have the most obscure crap in the world.
Yeah.
Just take average person's garbage. Dump it on the table. Put up a sign that says free.
Yep.
People will fight over
yep.
it. I have seen people get physical over a keychain.
Yep. Huh. Hold on. I want to save this because we could go.
Oh, yeah.
The word free, F-R-E-E, free, is just a cue for you to act like an animal.
Yeah, you think you know magic words, abracadabra and stuff like that? No.
Free. We'll be back.
That's
Saturday.
All they hear.
Yep.
Southwest Florida's only radio show powered by alternative energy. Our show is produced through a volatile combination of superheated air and methane. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, telephone number into the studio. 239-277-9600. Be glad to take your phone calls. We also, in about 20, 25 minutes, another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? Up for grabs today if you defeat Haney. A pair of tickets to go see Five Finger Death Punch at Hertz Arena on Saturday, November the 16th. Tickets will go on sale Friday. You can win them before you can buy them if you are smarter than Haney. Some sad news. If you've ever seen any of his movies, Rutger Hauer, the dashing Dutch actor who battled Harrison Ford in the science fiction classic Blade Runner.
I saw that.
I also remember him in the Billy Dee Williams Sylvester Stallone movie Nighthawks. Rutger Hauer has passed away.
He was in
away.
A bunch of stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah, at the age of 75. So sad to see that.
Last saw him in True Blood.
277-9600. Your phone calls, prizes if you contribute to the show. Rob has been telling me this gentleman has been calling multiple times about a question, and we'll make him first up today.
Well, we're in the answer business, okay. Stan.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, sorry.
Hey, what? Who's this?
Lenny?
Sorry.
You hear me now?
Huh? What? I can hardly hear you. Are you talking with cotton in your mouth?
No.
Oh, there we go.
It's Larry.
Hey, Larry. How are you, buddy?
All right. I had a question. I think it was Monday before the Walk This Way break that you took where you played Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah. We remember that.
Yeah,
well.
It was yesterday.
Was it yesterday? No,
I don't know. Look, I have a photographic memory. What do you need to
know?
Well,
there was a tune that sounded like Zeppelin, but it was a lot longer. It was sounded like how many more times? Who did that? Or was that them? I've never heard that before.
That was a band called Kingdom Come.
Yep.
Oh.
All right.
No, I'm sure it was Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah. You ever hear them?
Yeah, I've been
right on.
The album.
Yeah. How the hell are we supposed to remember a song from 3 days ago?
Oh, because it was a great tune. I was
damn right. It's a great tune.
Well, what's your favorite tune of all time?
My favorite tune?
Yeah.
God, I don't know. Jeez,
what are you talking about? You asked us for a song from 3 days
ago. It's okay. I'm psychic. I know what it is.
Jeez.
Well, what is it, Haney?
All right. Can he hear downline?
Let me make
sure. I like
why don't you hold on a second?
I already got the answer. Don't worry about it.
All right, roll them.
And then we'll see if I'm correct, but I believe that this is Larry's favorite song of all time.
Jesse is a friend.
Is that it, Larry? Is that it?
No.
Now, well, then, what is it?
Working Man by Rush.
What is it?
Working Man by Rush.
I'm sorry, you're wrong, Larry. It's this. Larry's lying.
Yeah, again.
This is his favorite song ever. Way to go, Larry.
Yeah. You got good taste in music, my friend. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Alex Jones, live from Washington, D.C.
Ah, Alex, you've had to see...
Your head has got to be exploding with what you're seeing, Alex, these bloodsuckers.
The deep state is finally coming down! Now, I want to tell you something right now. I have some operatives out of my own. They were out last night. Robert Mueller, instead of going home and doing his homework, he went to a bar and met with an African witch doctor who provided him with Ibogaine, which was then administered at about 7:30 this morning, East Coast time. Okay, and that man is in the depths of an Ibogaine binge that makes Ed Muskie's look like child's play.
Now, Alex, I have heard that if you get close to Mueller, that he smells like a stinking demon.
I'll tell you this. Mueller, Rosenstein, that pencil neck Adam Schiff, the Obama and Hillary cabal, they all smell like sulfur. I have a favorite song too, Haney. I would love for you to play Alex Jones' indie folk song. Okay? Because that's what I'm into nowadays. I'm into the indie folk.
Indie folk. I'm not really familiar with that.
Alex Jones, indie folk song.
Well, I'll see if it's available.
They made this work of art out of my words, and I can back up everything that's on the tape.
Well, I mean, it's in their own documents, Alex.
We've had the documents. We knew about this. This is old news. I mean, why don't they just ask Mueller why he fabricated evidence to get us into the second Iraq war?
I don't even think he knows he did it.
I have reason to believe that he is in the depths of a horrible, horrible Ibogaine binge. This will make 1971 look like 2025 in the future.
Yep,
fourth and fifth dimensions.
But we're about 1776.
1776 and beyond. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Worldwide.
Have you got it?
I've got it.
All right, roll them. Rob's got it on the screen, too. This looks good.
That's Larry's favorite song.
That's Larry's. Where's Alex Jones's favorite song?
And do you know that Rick Springfield won't stop?
Why?
But he took over there for a second. I had
to
regain control.
If you can, I can go to alternate. There we go.
The paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. Little bones of Christian murderous scum. They're on giant death factories keeping babies alive. And selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin. And they run around screaming, we love Satan, we want it,
yeah.
Babies. I have them on video. Hillary's in the creepy weird sick stuff, man. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy, weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
Yeah.
Get a rule vampire pot, then a goblin. On round coming after us. My spirit gets close to that evil, and I feel it go.
We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice, and it's self rising up against us. Millions of pointed people of the very worst type, and I'm so pissed. Gonna stare your daughter at the mall. Oh, oh, oh. We're gonna stare your
Are you smarter than Haney, next?
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Ain't that the truth? Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show, about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But every Wednesday at this time, we bring in to the studio, well, she brings pleasure into this. She welcome. It's Karen, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Karen. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. I'm a little tired.
A little tired. Do you want to tell everybody why you're tired?
Yes. I got a new puppy yesterday, and she's tiring me out.
And you know what? You did the good thing. You got it from the Humane Society.
Yes, I adopted.
You didn't go to a puppy mill.
No, definitely not.
You went to the Humane Society, and it is an absolutely gorgeous puppy.
Yes, she's
that
beautiful.
That is going to be huge.
Yeah, she's a Cane Corso Massive mix.
So with
she's
blue
gonna
eyes.
Be, with blue eyes, and her name is Luna.
Aww. For Lunacy.
Yeah. She's so good. I love her
well,
so much.
But you're not getting the proper 8 hours.
No,
sleep.
and I'm like that person that if I don't get like enough sleep, I'm not like the nicest. Even though I'm
maybe
in my levels I'm like a normal nice if I'm not getting like the amount of sleep that I usually
you
get.
You are delightful.
Thank you.
You give me hope for the future.
Oh, yep. I appreciate that. I'm just trying my best.
Karen is going to be your lifeline.
Because, yes. You know, all you ever do, you hear about the bad kids.
Yep. She's one
True.
Of the good ones.
Yep.
Thank you.
We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Up for grabs today before you can even buy them. Pair of tickets to Five Finger Death Punch at Hertz Arena on Saturday, November 16th. Tickets will go on sale this Friday. You can get them before they even go on sale. The object of this game is random Stan and Haney listener. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. And you're going to go head-to-head with Mark Haney in six categories. First person.
Is there a party in the hall?
Evidently.
I think so.
Going to have to start policing again, and that's good for nobody. Six categories. First person to get all six will be the winner. Karen can be your lifeline
yes.
for one category before we ask the question. And if your opponent cannot get the question and you have the category open, you can steal. Those are the rules. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. And try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free.
Oh, there's that word free.
You prove you're smarter.
Be careful.
Than me. Yeah. It's not easy. It's hard work. Stan's trick questions. What a f-ing jerk. All those prizes. Yours for free.
There it is again.
Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius,
you're a slob.
I must beat you,
that's
my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me,
I
politely disagree.
277-9600. Again, you cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this.
Ow.
Wow.
I know. Now it's said, last 2 days has been really quiet. Now it's really. If you answer incorrectly, you'll hear this. Taking too long, you lose. Again, can't have won anything in the last 60 days. Phones are going to be taken off of lockdown as soon as I hear Karen say the magic words.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. Cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. Five Finger Death Punch tickets up for grabs. Random Stan and Haney listener. That does not necessarily mean the first person I say hello to. We have to judge your phone quality. And your ability to at least understand simple sentences.
It's like an interview.
Correct.
Yes.
Thank you, Karen. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. No.
No,
not even a chance. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Sunil.
No.
What?
Nope. Can't understand your name. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Don.
Don, there we go. Don, have you won anything from us in the last 60 days, Don?
No, I have not.
Would you like to challenge Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney?
I would love to challenge my
favorite. All right. Karen is your lifeline. Say hi to Karen, Don.
Hello, Karen.
Hi, Don. Good luck today.
Thank you.
All right. The categories, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. Remember, Don, if he cannot answer the question and you have the category open, you can steal and then gain control. Mark, category?
Geography.
Geography. All right, Haney, in geography, what transport system did British engineers construct in Paraguay between 1858 and 1861?
Can you repeat the first part of the question?
What transport system? There are many ways to transport things. What transport system did British engineers construct in Paraguay between 1858 and 1861?
Railroad?
You are absolutely correct. It is the railroad. Don, category?
Geography.
Geography as well. Don, what desert surrounds Las Vegas? What desert surrounds Las Vegas?
The Great Salt Lake?
Incorrect. Haney, you have the category, but would you like to answer?
What the hell is the name of it?
The Mojave Desert.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Don.
Don knew.
Yeah. Haney.
Oh, man.
Entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
You know what? It's just a gut feeling.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask a big favor of Karen.
Okay.
And ask her to handle arts and literature.
Yeah, let's try to get that out of the way. Karen, you ready
let's
for arts
yes.
and literature? All right. And if you get it correctly, that category is gone. If you miss it, Don will have a chance to steal. Karen, how many strings do most guitars have?
Six strings.
You are correct in arts and literature.
All right.
Don.
You tried to kill me there, didn't you? You did.
I
you
take
tried
the
to kill
questions
you,
as
you
they
tried
come.
To kill me.
Don, wide open category, please.
You got this, Don.
Let's go with Karen in whatever category she'd like.
Karen,
to go
it's wide open. Pick
All right.
a category.
Let's stick with entertainment,
Entertainment
please.
For Karen Don. And Don.
La da da. You have such a beautiful singing voice. I wish you used it more.
Sorry. Karen.
The other day when
yeah.
when
yes.
you just burst out and said we're having a heat wave.
A tropical heat wave.
And it just enraptured
yep.
me. Have you heard that, Karen?
No.
Karen?
No.
We're having a heat wave. Tropical heat wave.
I love it.
Karen,
yes.
in entertainment for Don.
Mm-hmm.
Who tied the knot with Nicole Kidman on Christmas Eve 1990?
On Christmas Eve.
1990. Who tied the knot with Nicole Kidman on Christmas Eve 1990? For entertainment for Don. Nicole Kidman, Christmas Eve 1990. Think about it. Don't blurt it out. Don, do you know that answer?
I think I do.
Okay, well, don't say anything.
He can't.
I think he had a TV show, didn't he? Like a love TV show?
He did.
Oh, my gosh. I remember watching it. He wears a bandana.
Go on, Karen.
I don't know his name.
3 seconds, please.
Oh, no.
I need an answer. Any answer.
Kid Rock.
Incorrect.
What's his name?
Haney, you can steal. Who married Nicole Kidman Christmas Eve 1990?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Tom
I failed
Cruise.
You, Don. I'm sorry.
And
that's okay.
You got it. You got this.
And you know why it was Christmas Eve?
Because they don't celebrate it.
Nope.
The Scientologists.
Means nothing to
Are
them.
Are they Scientologists?
Oh, he's.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She's
not.
He is.
He is. Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
One of the top echelon Scientologists.
I didn't know that.
And that's why they're not together anymore. She said what she needed to say to marry him, but then it became apparent she didn't really
she didn't
buy
mean
all that.
Haney, you have control of the board. With so far three correct answers, Don, you don't have any yet, but you can come back. I've seen it happen rarely. Haney, history. Okay, all right. Haney, in history. Okay. Haney, in history. What is Canada's official name? In history, what is Canada's official name?
Oh.
Canada's official name.
See, I
Canada's official name.
Is it Commonwealth?
That's the official name of what you're saying of Canada? Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth of Canada.
That is incorrect. Don, you can steal and get your first point on the board.
Because there's a lot I wanted to speculate on, but I don't want to give him any ideas.
What is the official name of Canada?
Oh, man.
And by the way, I'm going to show the answer to Karen. Do not say
anything. I promise I won't. What number? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shh, oh,
don't
man.
Say anything.
Oh, definitely not.
Land of the Beavers.
That is incorrect.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Her Majesty's Royal Commonwealth.
No.
Karen, why don't you tell everybody what the official name of Canada is?
It's Canada, guys.
It's just Canada.
Oh, man.
It's a trick question.
What a jerk.
What a jerk.
That's
seriously, there's nothing about Her Majesty.
Canada is the official name of Canada.
Because
Canada.
When you look a little too close at Canada, you realize they say the Queen runs it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's still a territory of England.
A Commonwealth.
Yeah. But Canada. Don, you still have control, though. Wide open. You got to do it on your own. Category, please.
Let's go for history.
History as well here.
I wonder about that.
Google it.
In history, Don, where is the only royal palace in the United States of America? Where is the only royal palace in the United States of America?
Hawaii.
You are absolutely correct in history. Correct. You're on the board. Remember, to be eligible for the five-finger death punch ticket, you got to get at least two right.
Canada was a founding member of the Commonwealth in 1931.
Ooh. That's good. That's not their official name. And they had a different flag then, too. Haney, history, science, and nature.
Science. History.
History. Haney, in history, who was the mysterious author of Poor Richard's Almanac?
Benjamin Franklin.
You are correct in history. You are two. Oh, you still have sports and leisure, too.
All right,
Don. Geography, entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Geography.
It is a Commonwealth realm.
Mm.
Its official name is Canada.
Land of the Beavers.
Thank you, Don. In geography. Make sure, that's the right category. Don, geography. Which hurricane caused the state of Florida an estimated $30 billion of damage in 1992?
That would be Hurricane Andrew.
You are correct. Hurricane Andrew, you've gotten two right. Very good.
You know what's funny, though? We will remember that. But we had so many in 2004, we won't remember all of them. We can remember Charlie, but there were so many of them.
Yeah, Wilma, I remember.
Now, was that like 2 years later?
Or it might have been the following year. You're right. I'll always remember Andrew, and I'll always remember Charlie, and it's a different world after Irma.
It's like, I think of Charlie as a hurricane that lasted months.
Yep. Haney, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science.
Science and nature for Mark Haney. Oh. Haney, which planet was once thought to have canals?
Mars.
Yep. Simple as that. Haney is now at match point. Don, you have control, entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's try science and nature.
Science and nature. Let's see. All right, I'm going to ask you this one. Okay, here we go. You ready, Don?
I'm ready.
What fishing industry results in the deaths of thousands of dolphins? What fishing industry results in the deaths of thousands of dolphins?
Net fishing.
I need to be more specific. I can't accept that.
Heron fishing.
Incorrect.
Can I steal?
You have the category, but you're more than welcome to answer it, Haney.
Tuna.
Yep, tuna fishing. Haney, you are at match point. Now, Don, Haney's going to get a chance to answer a question in sports and leisure. If he gets it incorrect, you can steal and get it, and you will have control of the game. If he gets it correctly, you will lose. Understood?
I gotcha.
Haney in sports and leisure. That's that one. Stand by. Oh, okay. This would be in the leisure area, Haney. What continent was the original home to the red tomato? What continent was the original home to the red tomato?
And this has something to do with sports and or leisure?
Leisure, yeah.
Does that make sense to you, Karen?
I mean, they throw some weird things in there.
What continent was the original home to the red tomato?
Europe.
Incorrect. Ooh. You can steal, Don.
South America.
You are correct. Right. It is South America. You are absolutely correct. Good job.
Yeah.
You have control, Don. Entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature.
Does Mark have science and nature?
Yes, he does. He's got everything except sports and leisure.
I'll take science and nature.
Science and nature. All right. Let's see. Don, what was the name of Earth's first artificial satellite? What was the name of Earth's first unofficial satellite.
Our artificial. You said unofficial.
Oh, artificial satellite.
Sputnik.
You are correct. It is Sputnik.
Now, our first unofficial satellite.
Right, was.
That was called George.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Haney, same situation. Sports and leisure, you win the game.
I don't understand the category, Stan.
Well, let's see what we get this time.
How Haney. Is where a tomato came
I don't,
from?
I don't
sports
know.
And
gardening, asked, it's a leisure activity.
They've asked about pesto before. It's
here we go.
It's a whole array.
Haney, for the game, what color jackets are the winners of the Masters Golf Tournament?
Sorry, Don.
Oh.
He knew.
Yeah, he's already upset. He's like, oh, I haven't even answered, and he already knows.
This is too easy.
That would be green.
You are correct. Green. Yes. Game over. I take the questions as they come.
But
Don, you came back nicely. Yeah. I didn't know that you were going to get any right. You needed to get at least two right. You got four right. And those tickets to Five Finger Death Punch are just lingering right out there. But you have to tell something to my friend Mark Haney over here.
Mark Haney, you are definitely smarter than I.
Enjoy the show, Don.
I love your show.
All right, enjoy the punch, too.
Thank you.
All right, hold on, buddy. I'm sending you over to Rob. Hold on.
I feel much better this week for some reason.
You do. You're very much sharper.
Last week,
blunted.
I was a little off.
Yep. All right, Haney, let's close the door on this thing.
Thank you, Karen.
Of course, my pleasure.
Karen, thank you, and take care of that little puppy.
Oh, I know will. Your
role. Oh, puppy.
Simply play your part. I'm as shrewd.
Come here, Luna.
Come here, Luna. I love her.
You're a good girl, Luna.
Cane Corsos are huge dogs.
Yes.
Gonna grow to be 160 pounds.
It's gonna be huge.
To understand nothing personal, that's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
90. Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
A nice enough guy, but way too much baggage.
What about
you
your baggage?
I mean.
What about yours?
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Get you updated on traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Join K-Rock, Matt Mangus, to be specific, every Friday for happy hour at South Street City Oven and Grill. That's Goodlett Frank Road and Pine Ridge Road. In the Goodlett Corners Shopping Center in Naples. He stops by there on Fridays, 4 to 6. Happy hour, drink and food specials, K-Rock prizes. That's every Friday down there with Matt Mangus.
Is somebody following him around? How do we know that?
Because he makes
we
it
know
a,
he's there
yeah,
every Friday?
Yeah, he makes it a point. He's doing it for the station. It's not on his own time.
Oh.
He's representing K-Rock.
Because I don't want him following me around.
No, I ain't following you around.
Telling everybody where I am every Friday at a certain time.
I got to tell you this real quick before we get
That's
into traffic. I had something today that it's so disturbing. We have the guy that does our digital stuff for the websites and all that stuff.
Twink?
Marvin.
I thought his name was Twink.
Well, he goes, but that's his nickname, Marvin.
Twinkie.
Yeah. Couple months back, he was down the hallway, and I think it was Adam said, oh, our sister station's going to give away tickets to go see Cher. And his reply was,
nobody knows who that is.
Who's Cher?
Yeah.
Today.
Brilliant.
Today, and I'm not lying, today... Marvin was in our office and saw on the bookshelf, the CD shelf, a box, multiple boxes of cassette tapes. And he looked at it and goes, I'm quoting, ooh, what are these?
What?
Let's check.
What?
Look, it's the truth. I said, you're the same guy, Marvin, that you didn't know who Cher was. You tell me you don't know what those are?
Really blow his mind. Show him a 45.
Ooh. Well, but it's the music, records are back. Although 45s aren't. If, with this whole vinyl thing coming back, you'd think
they'd
bring back.
Nobody's seen a 45.
Nobody's seen a 45. I've got 45s in the office. I'll show them one day. Let's get you updated on traffic. Jet's Pizza. Ooh. Ooh. What's this? What are these?
What?
That's cassette tape.
Are these edible? Or?
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
One thing on the board, it should be in the clearing stages. Hopefully it's already taken care of. There was a disabled vehicle. Midpoint Bridge, Fort Myers side, was about an hour ago. It got called in. Hopefully somebody has gotten that hunk of junk out of the way. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour. It will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you. Haney's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news. We will have some things for you you didn't know.
All right.
Well, it's finally happened.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What? What's happened?
You can now purchase Cheez-Its
Ooh.
And wine together in one box.
Two great team up together like a Reese's.
Is nothing sacred?
What?
An 8-year-old girl in North Carolina downloaded a fun Christmas app last week that lets kids chat with Santa.
Yep.
I'll give you three guesses what happened.
Perv.
I hesitate to even do this story because Judge Stan has already ruled.
Oh, I've already ruled on this.
A 23-year-old woman got a DUI after just being a nice person and pouring some Hennessy into a Taco Bell drive-thru worker's throat.
She made a mistake, okay?
She was just being nice and sharing.
I think she learned her lesson. No need to go and throw the book at her.
Would you be willing to take her into your own custody and vouch for her?
I would. Yes, yes, I would.
Into your own home. Be careful what you ask for. And finally, Dateline, Tampa, Florida. A 44-year-old woman's horrific attempt to arouse her husband.
Horrific attempt?
These stories and much, much more. I don't think she knows how it works.
Oh, no.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, you gotta have it. 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Jennifer Lopez turns 50.
You talking about Jenny from the block?
I guess. I don't know that much about her, do you?
Nope. I don't. I've always just been told when I think that she was pretty or it goes that wouldn't hesitate to cut you and everybody else come and cut you too.
Well, this will be fun for both of us then. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you didn't know about J-Lo.
Oh, Jenny from the Block.
Alexander Rodriguez is fond of the phrase, "There's always room for J-Lo." Every time J-Lo goes on Ellen, Ellen is severely disappointed that she's not willing to literally go on Ellen. Jennifer Lopez was paid $6 million by People magazine for pictures of her newborn twins. Meanwhile, you just posted a photo of a grilled cheese sandwich with zero likes.
Right on. Hey, kid! Mouth on that, kid. You ain't gonna have a phone number to call Santa.
If one of her movies is your favorite,
yeah,
you're her. Oh, here we go.
What?
She gave herself the nickname Jenny from the Block.
See, told you.
After getting sick of her previous nickname.
What's that?
Jenny with the huge ass. Add her birth date to the end of J-Lo, and you, my friends, have got yourself a super strong password.
Yeah.
The very mention of her name can cause Mariah Carey to stress eat a pound of chocolate truffles.
That's true. That's true.
And finally, the very top thing you didn't know about J-Lo.
Yes.
Like Jim Carrey, her big break was on In Living Color.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Unlike Jim Carrey, she remains a marketable commodity.
Laugh it up.
And that, my friends, is it for
Elvis
has left the building. Email ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
And by the way, at stanandhaney.com, you can get all the latest Stan and Haney stuff, links to a bunch of our stuff, and also do your Amazon shopping there. You're going to see the Amazon icon.
Uh-huh.
Click it. It sends you to Amazon. Do your shopping as you
normally
would.
Sorry, we didn't have that available for Prime Day.
Yeah, it was slipped up there.
Can you say, just say stanandhaney.com.
Stanandhaney.com.
It's the coolest.
All right, I think... I like that. Just time for one email, and that is, you know who?
The Guardian.
The Guardian.
We got any hot words, any keywords
well,
today?
Well, he's been tuning in to the Mueller testimony.
Does he have a comprehensive report?
Well, here you go. Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, I have watched this morning's hearing. The hell is wrong with Mueller? He seems like he has Alzheimer's. Constantly asking for questions to be repeated. At times, he seems to be lost. You are spot on, Guardian. He was a mess.
I don't know why they allowed this. They knew, they had to know what was going to happen just based on his rambling speech from a couple of months ago.
Which he pretty much said he didn't write.
And which he said he didn't write.
He didn't say it exactly. He assumed.
And the attorney general had to help him with a correction to his speech. This is all going to blow up in their face.
He wouldn't answer anything to do with Steele and the dossier.
Pretended he didn't know what Fusion GPS was.
Quite simply, a huge waste of time, just like we thought. Nothing new except there are more Dems who are full of crap, and Mueller is on the verge of Alzheimer's. Don't worry, Trump supporters. The truth is coming out, and true justice will be served. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
We're going to take a break.
Truly ridiculous.
It was comical. Truly comical.
It was comical if it didn't matter so much.
Right. 2.5 years?
How many millions?
And he couldn't put a sentence together to... horrible.
I'm not sure he knows what it was about.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida's air.
We're going to take a break. This is the Stan and Haney program. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Get you updated here on traffic in just a second. Then I'm going to tell you about your chance to get tickets to go see Five Finger Death Punch before you can even buy them. They don't go on sale until Friday. We'll give you more details on how you can get some. First, let's get you updated. Jet's Pizza bringing us traffic this half hour.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, a couple of things on the board. We'll start in North Fort Myers, where there is a hit and run. North Tamiami Trail and Powell Road. And then one more for you. It's a crash in Fort Myers. Lakes of Laguna Boulevard and Gladiolus Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30. 96K Rock welcomes Five Finger Death Punch with special guests, 3 Days Grace, Bad Wolves, and Fire from the Gods. It's going to happen Saturday, November 16th at Hertz Arena. Now, you can get your tickets starting on Friday at LiveNation.com or the Hertz Arena box office. You can also charge by phone. But all this week, we're giving you a chance to win those tickets before you can even buy them. Your next chance to get Five Finger Death Punch tickets is going to be during Rob's show and his program this evening. So keep listening to win tickets. Rob's show will have the tickets for you next. Ahoy.
Yeah, Steve.
Hello, K-Rock.
Yeah, Steve.
This Stan.
That's David Bandy.
Bob Bandy.
If you want to roll tape, I got the package just about ready here.
Hold it, Bob. First of all, my name is Stan. We've dealt with each other before.
Of course we are.
What package are you talking about?
The Mueller testimony package.
It's already happened.
Yeah, I'm here in D.C. I got the Mueller package ready to go.
All right. Are you live? Are you going to do a live report?
Yeah, you'll have it on tape, but you can say it's live.
Jessica, wait. I hear music in the background. You're on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, I'm on location.
Okay. You want to give me... let me see if I got tape rolling, Bob. Give me a countdown, will you?
Yeah, make sure it's virgin tape, too. Last thing you did, it had a lot of splice.
We're digital. Just do it.
Okay. You're rolling tape?
Yeah, I am. I don't know why, but I am.
Okay.
Go ahead, roll them.
Bob Bandy live in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Mueller testimony teaser coming your way, coming down the line.
Yeah.
In 3, 2, and 1. Good morning, everybody. This is Bullet Bob Bandy reporting to you from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., with full, complete coverage of the blockbuster upcoming testimony.
I got to stop you, Bob. I have to stop you. Are you sure you're in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, last time I checked.
You're running a teaser, and you're saying good morning. It's afternoon, and the testimony is already over with. Do you have some kind of post-testimony package or something?
Well, look, this is KLBC, right?
WRXK.
Oh, damn it. It's supposed to be West Coast feed.
We're on the East Coast in Florida, Bob.
Well, what time is it in Florida?
It's in the middle of the afternoon, and Mueller and all them have already called it a day.
Well, it hasn't happened in California yet. What time is it in Long Beach?
It's early afternoon.
Yeah, as we're supposed to, because I think they're on a tape delay.
Okay, how about giving us the East Coast feed?
Well, I guess while I'm here, probably KLBC is going to be wondering where their feed is.
Well, you missed ours, and you're missing theirs.
All right, well, would you do me a favor, pardon?
What, Bob, what?
This is Steve, right?
Stan.
Stan, how are you, my friend?
Good, Bob. Now, please, you got it. Do a post. Wait a second. Where are you? You can't be.
You
can't be
DC,
at the Capitol.
And if I do this for you, pardon. Because you're not a flagship station.
We are the flagship station.
Well, pardon me then. Then you'll be recording the package and you'll be sending it down the line for the East Coast.
I'm not sending anything. That's your job. Where are you, Bob? You keep saying you're in Washington, D.C., but it doesn't sound like you're at the Capitol.
Why don't you go ahead and roll tape?
It's been rolling.
And I'll give you...
Are you listening to disco music at some place? Where are you?
I'm gonna give you the update.
You're drunk, Bob.
I'm going to...
Give me the update. It. Roll them.
I am going to give you the update here. Okay. So... East Coast Post Package Wrap-Up Tease coming your way. Roll tape.
It's rolling. Hold it. I'm talking over you. Make it clean.
Okay.
Go.
Coming your way.
Hold it. Start again.
Bullet Bob Bandy, Washington, D.C. Post Mueller Wrap-Up Teaser coming your way. In 3, 2, and good afternoon, everybody. This is Bullet Bob Bandy coming to you live from our nation's capital with the shocking reaction to the blockbuster testimony.
Hold it, Bob. Who are you reporting for? You still employed with Beasley?
Scratch that. Tape roll.
Yeah, rolling. Go.
Post Mueller wrap up package coming your way in 3, 2, and 1. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Bullet Bob Bandy coming to you on the Beasley Broadcast System and Beasley Worldwide Broadcast News. What a thrilling day here in our nation's capital with the blockbuster testimony of Robert Mueller.
Did you watch it? Did you see any of it, Bob?
Well, Stan, I did see the testimony from my vantage point live here in our nation's capital. Our nation's capital live here right behind the Capitol steps, Bar and Grill.
What's the name of the bar and grill?
Well, we're right behind the Capitol Steps Bar and Grill. It's a famous landmark. But where we're broadcasting from, I think it's owned by the same people. But we're right here at 69 F Street in Washington, D.C. at the Bicameral Leather Bar. And there's a great buzz.
You're at a bar.
On. Yes.
You were supposed to be on the Hill today in the Capitol listening to two hearings.
Well, let me tell you something. Right here is the Bicameral Leather Bar.
Bicameral?
Yes.
Leather Bar.
Yes, and it's where the hoi polloi gather.
The hoi polloi, yeah.
And all the stars are out right now. I look around the room and I can see them all. Look over here. The man wearing the booty shorts. That's Eric Swallowwell.
Yeah, he was running for president, wasn't he? Eric Swallowwell.
I just met him today.
Yeah.
He's very friendly.
Okay.
And then there's Adam Schiff, who is evidently, he's over there playing one of the most popular games here at the Leather Bar, the Bicameral Leather Bar. They got a couple of games where one's where you're a strong man and you pick up like a mallet.
Yeah.
And you see how hard you can hit it?
Yeah.
Well, that was not real popular. The one next to it looks to me like they got a pole with a cypress knee coming off it. And if I understand the nature of the game that Adam Schiff is playing, it's that you got to see how far down your throat you can
stop
get
it
that
now.
Cypress
hold on. Stop.
Knee.
Stop it.
And he hasn't gagged once.
Stop now. Wait. You all
but
right, Bob?
By far, the guest of honor who is wearing some kind of leather Nazi-looking cap, that and a diaper is all is the man of the hour himself, Robert Mueller, twirling around the dance floor like the conquering hero he is.
Wait, let me ask you a question, Bob. Wouldn't you think?
Yes, we do have drink specials.
Oh, no.
We got,
I didn't ask
we
that.
We got two drink specials today. We got, of course, your White Russia and your witch hunt. It's got some dry ice in it.
Wouldn't you think?
Where it looks like a witch's cauldron.
Wouldn't you think if Mueller's in there and Schiff
no,
is
wait,
in
wait,
there
I
and
forgot
swallow
one more.
Well?
The bartender Chico's telling me, don't forget, especially if you got a sweet tooth, to try the chocolate obstruction.
Okay. When did you get there?
Well, they dropped me off sometime this morning.
This thing started at 9. They're all done. You're seeing Schiff in there and Mueller and Swallowwell because they're done for the day. They're going to go and have a few convivials and have a little fun after the whole testimony. You missed it all.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'll see if I can get his autograph for you.
I
never guess who just walked in.
Who?
Anderson F. and Cooper.
I don't want Anderson Cooper's autograph.
He is looking very smart in a mesh tank.
I thought these are all supposed to be colleagues of yours, your Anderson Coopers and stuff. You probably know them.
Well, no, they're young kids.
Okay, he's not that young. All right, I'm running out of... Do your report, Bob. Do your report, and then let's get this over with, and then I'll give my usual report to Beasley Corporate about you.
Okay.
You drunk?
Well...
You booze hound? Have something to
you
eat.
You could call me names if you want.
You did nothing. You didn't cover anything. They sent you to D.C. and you're sitting in a bar all day, a gay bar.
The fact of the matter is, you dropped someone you know to be an alcoholic.
Alcohol. Yes. Your job is to be reporting.
And I'm supposed to report all day long from a leather bar.
You had a seat on Capitol Hill. Never mind. Do your report and do your outro.
I think the driver might have gotten confused when they said you drop him at the Capitol steps, and he took me to the Capitol steps. Bar and Grill.
Right. Owned also by the what? Leather bar? What is it?
The bicameral leather bar.
You do your outro, Bob, because it's a total waste of time.
They're bicameral, bipartisan, okay. LGBTQRSTUV friendly.
All right. Stop drinking. Eat a few appetizers. Do your outro. Jeez. I'll cut this up.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah, I'll make it presentable.
Coming your way in 3, 2, and 1. Blur rep. Okay. Hello again, everybody. This is Bullet Bob Bandy coming to you live from our nation's capital with a wrap-up of the dramatic test. Testimony of Robert Mueller. Mueller. That sounds funny.
Come on. Don't make me. Mueller. I am already having to edit a lot. Get the report out.
Puts me in mind of elbow pasta for some reason. Okay.
Mueller's pasta.
Mueller's blockbuster testimony. We've been waiting for weeks. And finally, the hammer dropped today.
Not really.
As Mueller answered the question on anybody's mind with, I don't recall. Could you repeat the question?
All right, outro yourself.
From our nation's capital in Washington, D.C., this is Bullet Bob Bandy reporting live on the Beasley Broadcasting Network.
Try to give him another chance. Doesn't work.
There it is, my friends. The old deserted house. They say at night, strange sounds come from this house. Come, let's go closer. Are you afraid? You don't believe in ghosts, do you? Well, there's no turning back. You've entered the house of
Sambo!
My toe bone's connected to my foot bone. My foot bone's connected to my heel bone. My heel bone's connected to my ankle bone. That's how they connected those dry bones. Do 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 do.
Sing it, Charlie, sing it.
Hip bone, that's how they connected those dry bones. Do 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 do. Back with Dr. Frankenstein is where my story starts. Everything I have may not be mine, but I'm a gentleman of parts. My bone's connected to my shoulder bone. My shoulder bone's connected to my neck bone. My neck bone is bolted to my head bone, and that's how Herman was born. I was assembled, and that's how a Hermy baby was born.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Taking up your time to listen to us. Hopefully, we're making the drive a little easier for you. Mark Haney and the news coming up here in just a second. Rob's show tonight at 6. He'll have five-finger death punch tickets for you. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, one thing on the board. That's all we have to report right now, and it's on Fort Myers Beach. It's a crash, 1400 block of Estero Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update coming up for you in about 30 minutes. We're looking at Trump. This is a good day for him.
I guess it's a good day, but none of this should have ever happened.
Should have never happened.
There was no reason for it. And if things continue to go the way that they're going, it's going to come out that this was a directed intelligence op against him.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is the Attorney General's working on that right now. Somebody... And I don't even want to have the thought. Somebody texted. Let me see if I can find the actual text that he wrote, because this is good. Think about this, because they played what we hope is one of their last hands, but it's not with the Democrats. But Absolute Law text line. What if the Democrats spin this as Mueller is incompetent and did a bad job on the report, therefore the investigation will need to be restarted?
Because Mueller was never in charge of the report. Yeah, well, Andrew Weissman was.
Yep, and found that very early on with what he was saying. He all but admitted he wasn't there for a lot of it.
That he didn't even write that rambling speech that he gave.
No. He didn't. And they asked, oh, you got all of these subpoenas, all of these warrants. Were you in attendance for this one? No, I was not.
Look. With Mueller, the fact that he's supposed to be investigating Russian interference.
Yep, that was the number one thing that he was supposed to do. Anything with the Trump administration was secondary.
And the connection to the Trump campaign.
Yep, that
okay,
was second.
Fine. Then why did you not investigate Russian disinformation against the Trump campaign?
That would be
a connection to the Trump campaign.
Mentioned in the report, all of that stuff, the Steele dossier, Fusion GPS.
No, he doesn't know who Fusion GPS is.
He doesn't know. Wow. Mark Haney and the news.
Just an embarrassment.
Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
From news headquarters, this is the evening news and a special report on federal judges. Tonight, in trouble with the law.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, July 24th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
You know, for many today, it is a given that halftime at the Super Bowl is going to be some sort of spectacular.
Yep.
Not always that way. And the NFL dragged its heels for many, many years. They'd half-ass it. The Super Bowl halftime show used to be marching bands and marginal acts.
Yeah, like Up With People.
Mm-hmm.
They did like four or five Super Bowls, this Up With People crapola. And I think the Grambling Marching Band did like the first Super Bowl. Up With People.
But if there's one thing the NFL understands, it's greed. And people tuning in to watch the Super Bowl, the NFL said, hey, those eyeballs belong to us. So the marching bands and the has-beens stopped only after 1992. What happened that year?
What happened in 1992?
Counter-programming.
Yep.
In Living Color ran a live program on Fox during halftime that drew a whopping 22 million viewers.
I wonder if J-Lo was part of that.
Probably.
Yeah.
The very next year, the NFL said, well, I guess the local marching band isn't cutting it. And they got Michael Jackson to do the halftime show.
Was Michael Jackson the first, like, superstar to do it? Was he the first?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, afterwards, you know, Aerosmith, Paul McCartney, U2.
Yeah, the owners got together and said, do something.
You know, Janet Jackson and Timberlake, that ruined it for everybody in the radio business.
Because those 22 million eyeballs should have stayed right where they were.
And I don't know if they still do. I know that up until a couple of Super Bowls ago, they were still doing that alternate programming. They used to have like Robbie Knievel jumping something.
Oh,
or some
sure.
Guy.
Lingerie bowl.
A puppy bowl.
Yeah, puppies.
All to get you to change the channel at least for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the NFL is going to have none of that.
Mm-hmm. You and I have the utmost respect for the great Rodney Dangerfield.
One of the greatest of all time.
And believe it or not, Rodney Dangerfield was an innovator, not only as a comedian, but out of all entertainers. Believe it or not, Rodney Dangerfield was the very first entertainer to have a website.
I didn't know that.
When he launched Rodney.com in 1995, right around the time I was told, we're in the radio business, yeah, not the computer business. Shut your mouth.
Oh, there it is. It's still up. It's still up and running. That guy was so funny.
But he got no respect.
None whatsoever. Again, another genius.
I tell you.
Of one-liners. One-liner comics. I love. What do you know about them?
Well, I have some. I can play you. They have jokes right here.
What, one-liners?
Yeah, off his
Why
webpage.
Why don't you deliver us three one-liners? Go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to read them? You
yeah,
don't want me to play them?
No, I want
Isn't
you.
He a comedian?
Yeah, you're a comedian. Come on.
All right,
go ahead.
All right, hang on. Let me read it.
Give me three good ones. Three good Rodney.
I tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
I tell you, when I was a kid, I had it so rough. Once on my birthday, my old man gave me a bat. The first day I played with it, it flew away.
One-liner. Go ahead.
I'll tell you, with girls, I never had any luck. A belly dancer told me I turned her stomach.
Okay, one more.
I tell you, nothing works out. I bought a book, 100 Ways to Make Love. I ended up in traction. It was a misprint.
Okay, one more. One more to go. Leave on a high note.
I'll tell you, with my old man, I never got respect. He told me never take candy from strangers unless he offered me a ride.
Oh, no. Am I going to have to school him?
Go ahead.
I tell you, what a childhood I had. My parents sent me to a child psychiatrist. The kid didn't help me at all.
See, this is where, for both of you, we need that laugh track.
Okay. Last week, I told my wife, if you'd learn to cook, I could fire a chef. She said, if you could learn to make love, I could fire a chauffeur.
All right, Rob, one more. With laugh track.
I tell you, when I was a kid, I got no respect. My parents got divorced. They had a custody fight over me, and no one showed up.
Haney?
You know, from my wife, I don't get no respect at all. I fell asleep with a cigarette in my hand. My wife lit it.
Well, go ahead, Rob, one more?
I know I'm ugly. My dog found out we look alike, and he killed himself.
Laugh track.
Oh, sorry. I tell you, with girls, I don't get no respect. I had a date with a girl. I waited 2 hours at the corner. Girl showed up. I said, are you Louise? She said, are you Rodney? I said, yeah. She said, I'm not Louise.
One of the greatest shows he did it on his album. He went to the dentist. He said, what can I do about these yellow teeth? My dentist told me start wearing brown neckties. All right.
That wasn't supposed to turn into all that.
All right. Enough's enough. Thank you, guys.
You know, when you talk to your atheist a-holes, they just love Charles Darwin.
Yeah, they do. Yep.
A lot of them are vegetarians, too, so this is for them. Charles Darwin would eat every one of those rare species he found.
What?
He wanted to know what they tasted like.
You ate the colorful frog, you die!
He ate everything. He ate puma, giant tortoise, iguana, armadillo, rat, anything else you can think of, he ate them all. When you were in elementary school, did you ever know those kids that ate glue?
Oh, yeah. They paste. Now, I wasn't one of them, because I was told, don't do that. And
stick to lead paint.
Yep. Chew on your pencil, which was made with lead paint.
Just for your information, Elmer's glue has 6 calories per teaspoon.
And non-toxic.
You know, here in America, there's been a lot of talk about imports and exports. We import a lot of crap. What do we export? I'm looking specifically for America's 9th biggest export.
I know we export a lot of oil, wheat, a lot of that, soybean. What else?
I'm sure that's all true.
It is all true.
America's 9th biggest export out of everything?
Yeah.
Human and animal blood. Blood. We export blood.
People, you know, you need that plasma. You need that animal blood.
Yeah. Just blood. Doesn't matter where it comes from, we export it.
Okay.
Any kind of blood you need, we got it.
All right. Groovy. Tell you.
Let me tell you. I tell you, even with my dog, I don't give no respect. He keeps barking at the front door. He doesn't want to go out. He just wants me to leave.
Laugh track is everything.
Yeah. I know I'm ugly. My dog found out we look alike. He killed himself.
Is his whole page full of one-liners? Is it all one-line jokes?
Yes.
It's like page after page.
Yeah, I think they just put them all up. You can actually play them and listen to them.
So he's got. Oh, let me hear one of his way he delivers it. Oh, that's horrible. I don't. I can't. You can't. That's horrible. I prefer you guys doing them.
I tell you, I get no respect from my old man. He hated me. He was never nice to me. I asked him if I could go ice skating on the lake. He told me to wait until the weather's warmer.
Now, that's a good one. I like that
I tell you.
I like that. That's a good one. Okay, we got to take a break.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Because of the overwhelming success, Jason and Todd are going to end the month of July just as they began it, with the fireworks of 5 years interest-free financing. Visit the Diamond District now through the end of July and take advantage of 5 years interest-free financing. If you purchase beautiful 2-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for $6,000, your monthly payment would only be $99 per month. Maybe it's time to purchase that diamond ring or bracelet you've always wanted for $2,500. Your payment would only be $40.
$42 per month and zero interest for 5 years. Now is the perfect time to visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. With the largest selection of gorgeous fashion jewelry, more GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida, and over 3,000 engagement rings to choose from, all with 5 years interest-free financing now through the end of July. You simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know the doctors say when you have sex, you lose 150 calories. I'm not kidding you. I had sex once. I lost 150 calories, my watch and my wallet, too. I tell you, get no respect.
No respect at all.
Say, folks, looking for a sad new way to spend a lonely Saturday night?
Yeah.
Well, the good people at Cheez-Its have great news.
Cheez-Its.
They've partnered with a boxed wine company. And now you can buy a single box, one side filled with wine, the other filled with Cheez-Its.
I don't know. Do you know, I like Cheez-Its. I like, they're good. I like... Cheez-Its is the only snack. I can eat some potato chips, Fritos, barbecue chips, Bugles. I eat Cheez-Its, and I get the worst heartburn. It's like it cooks in my stomach. I don't know what's in Cheez-It, and I like Cheez-Its.
Well, you can see the salt on it.
I don't think it's that. Everything else has salt on it, too. Cheez-Its, it gives me the worst heartburn.
Well, if this sounds like a great idea to you, it'll only set you back $25.
I'm not
available
doing, no.
For a limited time.
What kind of wine do they say? Is it white wine, a table wine, a Merlot?
It's from the budget brand Original House Wine.
Mm. Right.
I guess they're known that it's not the best.
Right.
But it ain't the worst.
Right. Let me tell you something. I go to a restaurant or like the cigar bar or something. I'm not getting that kind of wine. Get something you can keep down.
Let me tell you something. Hey, I get no respect, especially with my doctor. I don't get no respect. I swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. He told me to go home, have a few drinks, and rest.
You know who his doctor's name is? You know his doctor's
Dr.
Name?
Dr. Louis Boombox.
No, Now you just made me forget it. It's Boombox is his name. What is it now? Not Vinny. I can't remember.
Boombox.
I can't remember. Does it have his doctors?
Vinny Boombox.
Oh, you were right. Vinny Boombox. Dr. Vinny Boombox.
Well, you asked me and I answered you.
Vinny Boombox. I tell you, I get no respect from my family. My twin sister forgot my birthday. Thank you for putting that laugh track in.
I tell you, when I was a kid, I get no respect at all. My uncle's dying wish, he wanted me to sit in his lap. He was in the electric chair. Ow!
I'm telling you, it's the art of the one-liner. They're great.
I tell you, with my wife, I got no sex life at all. Just when I get going, she wakes up. I tell you, my wife, she likes to talk during sex. Last night, she called me from the motel. Sorry, it's such a temptation
it is.
Right there. Judge Stan has already ruled on this case.
Case closed.
The case of 23-year-old Elena Aguilar.
What? Is that her name?
Elena Aguilar.
Hyphenated, well.
She wanted to honor both sides of the family.
Right. With a hyphen.
And, of course, with a name like that, she hails from Cornelius, Oregon. Hardy Pioneer stock.
Yeah. Well, that's some good stock right there.
Around 1:20 a.m. Saturday, Elena found herself at the Taco Bell drive-thru.
See if she's got a Facebook page, Rob. Hey, there's some bikini pics.
Now, Elena is a very nice woman.
Yes, she is.
She is a caring woman and a sharing woman.
Always has been.
Because when she found herself at the drive-thru window at the Taco Bell, she thought, where are my manners? I'm tipping a bottle of Hennessy, and I haven't even offered any to the guy running the drive-thru.
Right, as she's behind the wheel, tipping a bottle.
She did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She poured the bottle of Hennessy into the drive-thru worker's mouth. And he was clearly willing and happy to do so. But in the world we live in, generosity is not rewarded.
No,
Van will be the first to tell you not to do it.
No.
Because
it's not rewarded.
Her random act of kindness was witnessed by a law enforcement officer who happened to be hiding by the drive-thru and saw everything happen. He waited for her to leave and pulled her over, and her blood alcohol level was 0.12.
That's drunk.
I thought you'd absolved her.
Oh, yeah, I am. Don't worry about it. That thing's being torn up and thrown away. That will not go on her record.
As for the drive-thru employee, police gave him a good talking to, but he denied knowing Elena, although he'd like to.
You're darn right.
There is no word on what Taco Bell thinks of the whole situation.
He might that kid that took a little of that Hennessy might not have gotten arrested, but Taco Bell might have a thing or two to say.
You know, the other night I come home, I figured I'd play it cool, you know, let my wife make the first move. Yeah. She went to Florida. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Did she have a Facebook page?
You know she's got to.
Yeah. I found one, but it's locked down. You have to add her as a friend.
Friend her?
Yeah.
Friend her.
Well, you want him to friend her?
No, I'm talking about the Stan and Haney show. Find her. Friend her too, Haney. We'll all friend her. Rob can friend her. You can friend her. I'll friend her. The show will friend her. We're with you, baby.
You know, I tell you, I get no respect. I tell my wife she's lousy in bed. She went out to get a second opinion. And then she starts complaining and says, well, if you don't like it, I want to get plastic surgery. I said, here's plastic surgery. I cut up her credit cards.
What did you do to that last story?
Did I say Bill?
Yeah, you did.
44-year-old Anastasia Tass was at her home near Tampa on Monday around 5:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Her husband was peacefully sleeping on the couch. Now, it's not clear if she'd just woken up or perhaps had simply not been to bed. But she walked over to her husband as he is sound asleep, grabbed his most sensitive of all areas, and squeezed just as hard as she physically could.
Don't even, it's making the hair stand up on the back of my neck.
This is from a dead sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wakes up to.
Mm-hmm.
He called the police.
Darn right.
When the police arrived, they asked Anastasia, what were you thinking? And she says, oh no, you've got it all wrong. Well then, ma'am, what you tell us what did happen then? She claims she was trying to arouse him.
What?
He says the pain was so blinding and intense, he called 911. He further told police he crumpled to the ground when it happened and could no longer walk.
Mm-hmm.
She is facing charges of domestic battery.
I'm looking at her right now. Throw the book at her.
Now,
furthest extent of the law. Throw
key. No. She's charged with domestic battery.
Yes.
Which is the same thing you're charged with when you call someone an ugly name.
Yep. Look at her. Talk about ugly. This person should be locked up.
And let me tell you something. I'm looking at her picture.
Locked up. Throw away the key.
The grip, the tension strength there, it'd be like an alligator.
I think she's a professional wrestler.
Very well could be.
And not with the women wrestlers. She'll go right in against the guys.
Yep.
What the hell?
What a nightmare.
That is a nightmare. Throw away the key.
See, when you can't be safe sleeping.
That's the worst.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, July 24th.
MMXIX.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. Little Mikey Haney telling it like it is.
Now you think about the poor bastard that happened to. We can't see his picture.
No.
But not only did he date a woman like that.
Yeah.
He married that.
Yeah, he said I do.
And he thinks, you know what? I'm willing to settle in life. And then to be treated like that.
Yeah. Because he settled. He really.
He settled hard.
Yeah, he did. He had to accept some cold, hard facts. And then she does
and
that
to
him.
And all he wanted in exchange for that was a peaceful life.
Yeah, and a good night's sleep.
Yeah, on the couch.
Yeah. Oh, is that where he was, on the couch?
Yeah.
He wouldn't even lay with her?
No!
That is a mess.
All he wanted was for her to maybe go in and make him a bowl of menudo.
Yeah. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll be back.
You could be our next big winner. But realistically speaking, the odds are overwhelmingly against you. Thanks for listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Rob Show up next. 6 o'clock, let's get you updated one final time, brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, three things on the board. They're all in Fort Myers. Hit and run, 13,000 block of Parker Commons Boulevard and Gulf Coast MVPA, whatever that is. Fort Myers, crash, Danport Boulevard and Daniels Parkway. And one more crash, Fort Myers, 12,000 block of McGregor Boulevard at the BB&T. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I would like to have like the Paul Rodriguez School for Spanish, the one you'll need to know. Right? The kind of Spanish that you'll need to know is practical Spanish, right? Let's say, for example, if you're in a liquor store and you see a dude with a ski mask, how is El Lapis and La Mesa gonna help your ass out, huh? You gotta learn to say things like, ooh, qué bonita pistola. My, what a beautiful weapon you have there, Manuel. Things like, está haciendo mucho calor para una máscara. It's a bit warm for a ski mask, isn't it? True story, this happened to me. I was 12 years old. My mother sent me to the store to get like a bottle of soda pop. We were going to have dinner. My mom said, we're going to have dinner. Here's a couple bucks. Go out to the store and get a bottle of soda pop. So I go to this liquor store in my neighborhood, right? And I go up there and I get like a big bottle of, you know, the soda pop. And I put it up in the counter. As I come back, there's this dude holding up the liquor store. It's like he's got a gun in front of this guy. He's going, shut up! Give me your money! And he turns to me, the 12-year-old kid, and he goes, get out of here! So I start walking out, and he goes, take the bottle with you, stupid! I go, really? that I got a shopping list. I took like a whole box of like real expensive Rothschild candy bars. And I was back at that store asking the owner, hey, excuse me, is the masked man going to be here tonight? Any idea when he'll drop by again?
Have yourselves a great evening. Do you want to do it from the board? Okay, we'll do it this way. Hold on, let me make sure. Have yourselves a great evening. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Ahoy!
Yeah, Steve.
This Stan.
That's David Bandy.
Bob Bandy.
If you want to roll tape, I got the package just about ready here.
Hold it, Bob. First of all, my name is Stan. We've dealt with each other before.
Well, of course
what,
we are.
What package are you talking about?
The Mueller testimony package.
It's already happened.
Yeah, I'm here in D.C. I got the Mueller package ready to go.
All right. Are you live? Are you going to do a live report?
Yeah, you'll have it on tape, but you can say it's live.
Oh, Jessica, wait. I hear music in the background. Are you? You're on Capitol Hill?
Well, Stan, I did see the testimony from my vantage point live here in our nation's capital, live, right behind the Capitol steps, Bar and Grill.
What's the name of the Bar and Grill?
Well, we're right behind the Capitol steps. Bar and Grill is a famous landmark, but where we're broadcasting from, I think it's owned by the same people, but we're right here at 69 F Street in Washington, D.C., at the Bicameral Leather Bar. And there's a great buzz.
You're at a bar.
On. Yes.
You were supposed to be on the Hill today in the Capitol listening to two hearings.
Well, let me tell you something. Right here is the Bicameral Leather Bar.
Bicameral?
Yes.
Leather Bar.
Yes, and it's where the hoi polloi gather.
The hoi polloi, yeah.
And all the stars are out right now. I look around the room and I can see them all. Look over here. The man wearing the booty shorts. That's Eric Swallowwell.
Yeah, he was running for president, wasn't he? Eric Swallowwell.
I just met him today.
Yeah.
He's very friendly.
Okay.
And then there's Adam Schiff, who is evidently, he's over there playing one of the most popular games here at the Leather Bar, the Bicameral Leather Bar. They got a couple of games where one's where you're a strong man and you pick up like a mallet.
Yeah.
And you see how hard you can hit it?
Yeah.
Well, that one's not real popular. The one next to it looks to me like they got a pole with a cypress knee coming off it. And if I understand the nature of the game that Adam Schiff is playing, it's that you got to see how far down your throat you can
stop
get
it
that
now.
Cypress
hold on.
Knee.
Stop it.
And he hasn't gagged once.
Stop now. Wait. You all
but
right, Bob?
By far... The guest of honor, who is wearing some kind of leather Nazi-looking cap, that and a diaper is all is the man of the hour himself, Robert Mueller, twirling around the dance floor like the conquering hero he is.
Wait, let me ask you a question, Bob. Wouldn't you think?
Yes, we do have drink specials.
Oh, no.
We got,
I didn't ask
we
that.
We got two drink specials today. We got, of course, your White Russia and your witch hunt. It's got some dry ice in it.
Wouldn't you think? Wouldn't you think?
It looks like a witch's cauldron.
Would you think if Muller's in there and Schiff is in there, and I forgot Swallowwell?
The bartender Chico's telling me, don't forget, especially if you got a sweet tooth, to try the chocolate obstruction.
Okay. When did you get there?
Well, they dropped me off sometime this morning.
This thing started at 9. They're all done. You're seeing Schiff in there and Mueller and Swallowwell because they're done for the day. They're going to go and have a few convivials and have a little fun after the whole testimony. You missed it all.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'll see if I can get his autograph for you. You never guess who just walked in.
Who?
Anderson Effin Cooper.
I don't want Anderson Cooper's autograph.
He is looking very smart in a mesh tank.
I thought these are all supposed to be colleagues of yours, your Anderson Coopers and stuff. You probably know them.
Wow, no, they're a young kid.
He's not that young. All right, outro yourself.
From our nation's capital in Washington, D.C., this is Bullet Bob Bandy reporting live on the Beasley Broadcasting Network.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.